Good morning. Good to see everyone gathered in for Children's Day today. And we're going to make a start as we sing together the hymn 700 in our hymn books. Around the throne of God in heaven, thousands of children stand, children whose sins are all forgiven, a holy, happy band. All stand us. Have a word of prayer, and there are some things to pray about, especially Children's Day. Obviously, we're here for this very special day, one day in the year. We want to remember those that mourn connected to our church family. A number have been brought into grief. We think of the Kerskadden family. They went this week to Uganda as missionaries, and they've arrived safely. We'll say something later on about that. And Uganda, in these dark days, I'm sure you've heard in the news of the attack at the school that's on the western border of Congo, and all those children that were massacred there, 37 of them, and three other members of the community and another member of the school staff. So I think it's 41 altogether. And then we remember James, who is critically ill after a car crash. James and his family belong to the Dungannon Church, and we want to remember this young man who's critically ill in the Royal Victoria Hospital. So let's all pray together. Heavenly Father, we bow together in thy presence now in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We rejoice that we have such a one as he, the one that is the God-man, very God of very God, and at the same time very man of very man, because he came into this world and he took upon himself our flesh, was made in our likeness for the purpose of being our mediator and savior. It is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we come to the presence of God now and seek your blessing upon Children's Day. I want to thank you for the ministry of our Sunday school, for the children who come faithfully every week, for the parents who send them, for the families that are represented here, for our superintendent and our teachers who do so much work all year through in the instruction of these children in the ways of the Lord. We pray that you will bless this ministry. And as the children grow up in this world that is filled with darkness and sin, we pray that the glorious light of the gospel will shine into their hearts and into the hearts of family members, that they might come to know Christ as their personal savior. We remember this young man, James, that has been so critically injured in the accident a couple of days ago. And we commit him in love into your care. We know that that's where he is. We think of a family that are sitting with him. We think of hospital staff that are caring for him. Give them wisdom and guidance in all that they do. And may the hand of the Lord be upon him to raise him up to health and strength again. We thank you for the safe arrival of the Kerskadden family in the land of Uganda. And we pray that you'll bless the minister, his wife, his children, our sister Noreen at the mission station and the school at Emmanuel. We pray as they seek to raise the standard for the glorious gospel of Christ, that their ministry will be owned and blessed of God. Remember those that mourn today. Draw graciously near to comfort their hearts and to strengthen them in their time of need. And Lord, we just commit our way unto the Lord now as the children take part. Help them, we pray, and make this a blessed day. And as Christina comes to speak to us in a short time, we pray that she'll know the help of God, and may her message and her ministry be a real blessing and used for God's glory. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to have our psalm for today. It's the Psalm 25, and Daniel Newell is going to come now and read that psalm for us. So come up to the pulpit, Daniel. And as soon as Daniel reads, we have Jasper Smith, and Jasper is going to give you all a welcome to Children's Day today. Thank you.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me. Thee yet none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O teach me thy path. Lead me in truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they've been ever old.
Amen.
Welcome to House of Door on this Children's Day. May door be to every heart through all and sing and say.
Just waiting to take a wee bow there. Thank you very much. And we all feel very welcome today, Jasper. And thank you, Daniel, for reading so well. Now, we're going to come to the children's program now as they take part. And first of all, we have the junior group singing Jesus Loves Me and How Did Moses Cross the Red Sea? So we'll ask the children to come up now as I'm calling out their names. Daniel Gibson, Holly Kane, Gracie McConaughey, Zach McConaughey, Joseph McLaughlin, Peggy Morrison, Susanna Park, Savannah Smith, Emily, and Elijah Walker. That was absolutely beautiful. Thank you very much to the younger children of our Sunday school. For over a year now, we have had the privilege of having Ukrainian friends with us, and they're part of the Sunday school as well. And the children from the Ukrainian choir are going to sing for us just now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much to the Ukrainian children and just to our friends. We continue to pray for you. We continue to remember your land in a time of war. May the Lord deliver you from the hands of wicked people. We have a recitation now. I love to go to Sunday school, and Ava Fletcher, Casey McGugan, and Christina White are going to do this for us.
I love to go to Sunday school. I love to go to Sunday school to learn the word of God. I want to trace my life to all and light each path I trod.
I love to go to Sunday school and learn to love Christ more, to make myself a better tool as we God's word explore.
I love to go to Sunday school. I love to hear the stories told. I love to hear what God has said for it, my life will mold.
Thank you, girls, for doing that so excellently. We have a solo now entitled Only a Boy Named David, and Only a Boy Called Reuben is going to sing this for us, Reuben Borland. Thank you, Reuben, for singing so sweetly. Now we have a duet, and that duet is entitled Daniel Was a Man of Prayer, and Seth Hegarty and Caleb McConaghy are going to sing.
Daniel was
Seth and Caleb, thank you so much for singing today. May the Lord bless that to all who have listened. Now we have the choir, and the choir is going to sing "This Little Light of Mine" and "Don't Build Your House on the Sandy Land." Well done to the choir. I'll just talk a little bit as you're getting your seats. That'll take a while. But we come to the announcements. Just before I do, if anyone recognizes this, it was left behind at the Sunday school trip. All right? I know you haven't needed something like this for 3 weeks because the weather's been so good, but you might need it. All right, so if it's yours, it's here. I want to welcome everyone to Children's Day. Jasper gave the welcome earlier, and we just reiterate that. Lovely to see you. Lovely to see parents, grandparents, family members, friends, whoever you are, you've come for this special day. We bid you a very warm word of welcome. Our second service of Children's Day is tonight at 7 o'clock. Remember that, please. I'll be speaking. Don't think, Christine, you're coming back tonight. You're not. So I'm speaking tonight in the will of the Lord. And the children will take part once more. We're looking forward to that. There's a time of prayer at 6:30. Sunday school prizes will be given out after the evening service. And then there's supper. There's refreshments for all. And that will be served. Ladies, we're asking you to bring what we've requested there, 3/4 of a loaf of sandwiches and 1.5 dozen buns. On Wednesday morning, it's the last of the school's ministry that we're involved in this term, Kilcrow Primary School. And remember Greg, he'll be speaking at 8:45 on Wednesday morning. At 10 o'clock, it's the Christian School Sports Day. If you're free and you can come, you're welcome. And then in the evening, it's our monthly committee meeting at 8 o'clock. Thursday night is a special night because it is the praise service for the Christian School, and that's at 8 o'clock, and you're all invited. It'll be in this main church building, and the school children will take part, and I'll be speaking. And afterwards, there are puddings and desserts that'll be served. So that's a little encouragement for you to come on Thursday night as well. Next Lord's Day begins with the prayer meeting at 8 o'clock. Please remember, after Children's Day, the Sunday school and the Bible class are finished until the new term in September. So remember to think about the children over the summer months, that the Lord will keep them safe. The worship service is 12 noon. We'll be bringing a message on a lesson on spiritual surgery. It's the next part in our study in Mark's Gospel. The Gospel meeting is at 7, preceded by the time of prayer at 6:30, and refreshments will be served. I want to congratulate Robert McCauley on a significant birthday. I think this was lost somewhere along the line because we were away in the Isle of Lewis, so we don't want to miss that out. A very significant birthday. Take a look at him. Let me know what age you think he is. It's a significant one. That's the only ones we mention. So, you know, it's either 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or maybe 100. But you take your vote, let me know. Want to also congratulate Ben Galt on his 21st birthday. I think that's today. And it's just always a joy, our young men and women in the church here, when they come to these special birthdays in their life. Like to congratulate Jordan McCauley on becoming head boy at Coleraine Grammar, and we wish him well in that new position that he has been appointed to. On a sadder note, we want to extend our sincere sympathy to Mervyn and Joy Miller in the death of Joy's mother, who was laid to rest this week. Sincere sympathy also to Eamon and Annette King on the death of Eamon's sister, passed away a couple of weeks ago. And sincere sympathy also to Alec and Roberta Taylor on the death of Roberta's brother. We are remembering these families before the Lord in prayer. Can I mention the Summer Youth Challenge? If you haven't got one of these yet, this is connected to the Tuesday night, but it's for all the children in Ballymoney and the district. And this is a very special week that is set aside from the 7th to the 11th of August. And there is a football tournament for those who want to sign up for the Hebron Soccer Camp. And that is from 3 o'clock. So the day begins for those who come to the football at 3. And registration and penalty shootouts will be from 3 to 3:30. From 3:30 to 5:45, the training camp. and then from 5:45 to 6 o'clock, transporting the children here to the church, and then from 6 o'clock onwards, they'll get something to eat. An evening meal will be laid on for them. And then from 7 o'clock until 8:30, the Summer Youth Challenge. So there'll be crafts, there'll be sports, and there'll be a children's meeting. So if you're going all day, it's from 3 o'clock to 8:30. You know what that means? Yeah, free babysitting for that time. So sign your children up, please do that. For those that would like to have their children at our camp this year, it's the 25th to the 27th of August, just at the end of August. And if you see Wesley about that, he has the application forms. Many are already signed up, and I think there's maybe 6, 7, or 8 places that we could possibly squeeze in. So make sure you do that as soon as you can. Continue to pray for the sick of the congregation. A special prayer meeting was held on Thursday night, just to say that after our regular prayer meeting and Bible study from 10 o'clock onwards, and we had a great time praying until after midnight as we just sought the Lord on behalf of our families. Thank you for all who were able to come. This is the open air yesterday morning in the centre of the town. Ryan was the preacher, and we want to thank those who came and stood with us. The little shoe project has been going very well, and dozens of shoes have been coming in. Thank you again for those that are supporting this work in Romania and the poor children there. The Karskadon family arrived safely in Uganda on Friday. They started off on Thursday, and they arrived safely. And at the airport, this was the little caption: all she wanted to do was to hold Noreen's hand. And that's the little Karskadon girl. He's had his first service. This is this morning, preaching there at Emmanuel Mission Station. And a very good turnout. This is one side of the congregation, and that's the other. So you pray for the Karskadons. Pray for Noreen as she continues there. Pray for David and the VBS team who are traveling on this Thursday, going out to have VBS with the children and also a youth conference as well. We have a few other prayer requests that we want to make. First of all, the Romanian VBS from the 20th to the 29th of July, the Summer Youth Challenge that I mentioned, the 7th to the 11th of August, Vision for Kids VBS, the 13th to the 24th of August, Sunday School Camp, 25th to the 27th of August, and other mission trips that some of our young people are going on. Please remember these things that are happening over the summertime. We come to bring our tithes and offerings into the house of God just now, and we have some young men who are going to receive your offering: Caleb McConaghy, Kegan Milligan, Reuben Borland, Andrew Archibald, Roma Pavlenkov, Rostolov. I'm not sure how the surname is pronounced. It was one of the more difficult ones. Lewis McConaghy and Arthur Newell. Now, I think all those children know what they have to do, and if they don't, they'll receive some guidance and help, I'm sure. We're going to sing together a children's hymn, 713. It is a thing most wonderful, almost too wonderful to be, that God's own Son should come from heaven and die to save a child like me. We'll remain seated for the opening part of the hymn.
Thank you.
be seated. Just maybe to say, if any parent needs to take a child out, we have the little creche or cry room there. You can go to that facility if you wish, or you can sit out in the fellowship area. I want to say we're delighted, Christina Logan, to have you today. She is a child's evangelist under our mission board. She's been here before. She has taken Children's Day before, and she's also been at our Youth Challenge during the summer. And to have her back again this morning, it's a joy just to have you, Christina. We're looking forward to what you have to say to the boys and girls, and we invite you to come now and speak. Welcome to Hebron.
Well, I want to say thank you to Reverend Park for the kind words of welcome here this morning to Balmoney. It's really lovely to be here with you, and I especially love coming to Children's Days because I love hearing all the boys and girls coming up and singing. And I must say, this morning, yous were absolutely fantastic. I'm sure all your mummies and daddies and all your families are so proud of you, and all your teachers as well. And thank you for all your hard work yous put in as well. Honestly, yous are fantastic. It was great. And I hope yous have a really lovely time this evening as well. I'm kind of sad I'm not here to hear yous all this evening too. But like I said, it's lovely to be here with you this morning. And I hope as we come and as we look at our Bible lesson this morning, that we will learn something new from the Word of God and that God will come and speak to us. But before we do any of that, we're going to come and do something really important. We're going to come and pray first. We're going to come and pray to God, and we're going to come and ask Him to help us to listen to His Word, and that He will come and even speak to our hearts this morning. Do we all know the ABC of prayer? Yeah, of course we do. So we're going to do our A. Everybody's going to do it. A, we're all going to fold our arms. What do we do? Fold our arms. Yes, we're going to fold our arms. B, we're going to bow our heads. Good job. And see, we're going to close our eyes and our mouths. Yeah, come and close our mouths too. We're going to come and pray unto God, and we're going to come and ask Him to help us. Okay, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for our meeting here this morning in Balmoney. We thank Thee for all the boys and girls who have taken part, Lord, and for giving them help, Lord. And we do pray, Lord, that Thou would bless them and be with them, Lord. We thank Thee, Lord, for Your presence being here with us already this morning. And we would just pray, Lord, that Thou would continue to be here with us. Lord, give us help, or speak to us from Thy word, we would pray. For Him's sake, we ask these things. Amen. Now, I have a question for you boys and girls this morning. Does anyone here have a really, really long name? Anybody got a really long name? Let's see, I'm Christina. I have 9 letters in my name. Anybody got more than 9 letters in their name? Nobody? Nobody got more than 9 letters. Well, this morning, we are going to be looking at someone in the Bible who had an even longer name than I have in the Bible. And I have brought with me a little packet of sweets for anyone. And this includes the adults too. Anyone who can have a go at spelling this man's name, okay? It's not a very familiar name in the Bible. We're going to read about him a couple of times in the Word of God, but it is a really long name. He has 12 letters in his name, and if anybody can have a good go at it, I will pack a sweets for you. Are you ready to hear what the name is? Now, hopefully I can say it right. Mephibosheth. Can anybody think they can spell the name Mephibosheth? Right? Even all the adults are going, oh, Mephibosheth. Anybody think they could have, even if you have a good go at it, all right, a good go at it, if you get the first 6 or so letters, your hand was up pretty quickly. Do you think you want to have a go? Yeah? Okay, can you stand up and you shout out what you think it is? You for it. M-E. Oh, she sat right down. Oh, that's okay. I know, it's pretty scary. Anybody else want to have a good go? Go for it. Who's talking to me? M-E. Okay, way down back. Last go. Go for it. Oh, you're kind of getting there. Any of the adults have a go at it? Nobody? Right, let's see. Mephibosheth. M-E-P-H-I-B-O-S-H-E-T-H. Mephibosheth. Okay, so when you go home for your dinner today, you can spend all afternoon learning how to spell it. So you can come back tonight and you can tell your Sunday school teachers how to say it. M-E-P-H-I-B-O-S-H-E-T-H. Mephibosheth. Okay? Now you might be thinking, Mephibosheth, that is a strange name, and it is. I've never met anyone else called Mephibosheth. I think there's maybe only one of them in the Bible. Mephibosheth. And you might be saying, well, what are we going to be learning about Mephibosheth this morning? And hopefully I'll be able to keep on saying it as the day goes on. Mephibosheth. Now, our story this morning, boys and girls, we are going to be looking at the kindness of God. In our story of Mephibosheth, we're going to be looking at the kindness of God. And Mephibosheth is one of my favorite stories in the whole Bible because it shows us God's great kindness to each and every one of us in here this morning. Now, boys and girls, our story does not start off with Mephibosheth. It starts off with another man, this man here. This is King David. Who here has heard of King David before? Have you heard of King David? Tell me something very famous that King David did. He did something. Yes, go for it. He fought Goliath, and yes, he killed the giant Goliath. And somebody was singing about that. You were singing about that. He killed Goliath. Now, David had finally become the king of Israel. It took a long, long time, many, many years for David to become the king, but finally it happened. He was sitting on the throne of Israel. But he doesn't look too happy in this picture, sure he doesn't. You see, boys and girls, although he had finally become king, which you might think is something amazing, he's finally the king, for David to become king, something pretty sad had to have happened. And the pretty sad thing that had to have happened was that the king before David and his family had to have died. And that has what happened. When we come to our story today, the first king of Israel, a man called King Saul, and his son Jonathan had just been in battle, and they had been killed in battle. And because they had been killed in the battle, David was now the king. Now, boys and girls, you might say, well, why was David so sad about that? But the thing was, boys and girls, David knew King Saul. And most importantly, David, he knew Jonathan. Not only did he know Jonathan, but Jonathan was David's best friend. Who here's got a best friend? Yeah, everyone. I'm a best friend too. Everybody's got a best friend. And Jonathan was David's best friend. How do you feel if something happens to your best friend? If your best friend gets sick or they get hurt, are you happy when that happens? No, you get sad. And that's what happened with David. His best friend, Jonathan, had died, and David was mourning for Jonathan. He was sad about everything that happened with Jonathan. So while David was thinking about this and while he remembered about Jonathan, he remembered something that he had done with Jonathan. He remembered a promise that he had made to Jonathan. And we make promises with our friends all the time. And David had made this promise with Jonathan that if anything ever happened to Jonathan, that David would look after his family. Or if anything happened to David, then Jonathan would look after his family. And so when David was thinking about Jonathan and thinking about King Saul and thinking about their families, David remembered this promise and he decided, well, I'm going to have to go and find if there's any of Jonathan's family left that I can go and look after. The thing was, boys and girls, nobody had heard anything about Jonathan's family for a long time. They sort of went into hiding and David didn't even know if any of Jonathan's family was still alive. However, they found someone. We're told that David went and got his men, and he told his men to go out and to find anybody that they could, that he could show kindness to Jonathan's family. See, boys and girls, David, he wanted to show kindness onto others. David had been shown great kindness. Most importantly, he'd been shown great kindness by God. God had kept David safe. God had made David the king. And you, boys and girls, David wanted to show that kindness onto others. And that reminds us something for those of you in here this morning, you boys and girls, and older ones who are saved. We should show great kindness unto other people. Because when we think of the kindness that God has shown unto us in saving us from our sins, even though we didn't deserve it, we are to show that kindness unto others. And that's what David wanted to do, to show kindness unto Jonathan's family. So his men went out, they looked around, see if they could find anyone who would have any idea if any of Jonathan's family was still alive. And they did. They find someone. They find one of Saul's servants, King Saul. They find one of his old servants. And King Saul's servant, he knew a lot about Jonathan because Jonathan was King Saul's son. So he would have known anything. If he was the, this is the man to find out anything about Jonathan's family. His name is Ziba. And Ziba came in to Saul or to David. And David asked him, Ziba, is there anyone of Jonathan's family left that I can show what to? What was he wanting to show to them? He was wanting to show, yeah, kindness. That I can show kindness to. And Ziba thought a minute, and he was like, yes, there's one person left. One person. One of Jonathan's sons. What was the name, the big name at the start that we said, who remembers, who can say it? Yes? Yeah? Well done, Mephibosheth. One of Jonathan's sons is still alive. But you know, boys and girls, Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth, he didn't have an easy life. See, boys and girls, when he was a little boy, only 5 years old, when he was a little boy, that was when his dad, Jonathan, was killed in battle. And we're told that little Mephibosheth's maid, or his nurse that was looking after him, was so scared that the soldiers were going to come and kill him that she ran out of the palace and she ran as fast as she could to get to safety. But when she was running as fast as she could, trying to get away, get to safety, she tripped. She fell. And she landed on top of little Mephibosheth. And when they both fell, we're told that Mephibosheth, he broke his legs. But of course, they couldn't go to the doctors. They couldn't stop into the hospital. They were in a rush. They had to get away as quick as possible to keep Mephibosheth safe. And so little Mephibosheth couldn't go to the doctors. Have any of you here ever broke your leg or broke an arm? You know how sore it is. You know you have to go and get the cast on. But they couldn't do that with little Mephibosheth. And we are told that ever since he was 5 years old, that little Mephibosheth, he was lame. He couldn't walk properly. And so little Mephibosheth, he had grown up not able to walk. He had no family. He had no friends. He didn't really have anything. No one had showed him any kindness. But here was David. He was going to show him that kindness. So David was heartbroken when he heard what happened to Jonathan's son. And so he told Ziba to go and find him and to bring him to the palace. And David was going to show him kindness. So we're told that the message went to Mephibosheth, that David was wanting to see him. Now, boys and girls, Mephibosheth had never met David before. Mephibosheth knew that he was the king. He knew that he had took over the kingdom from his granddad, King Saul. And Mephibosheth was worried. He was scared. He was scared that David was going to bring him and maybe put him into jail, because really Mephibosheth could have taken over the throne too. And Mephibosheth was worried. But I didn't stop him. He came. And he came and he bowed himself down before David. And David could tell that Mephibosheth was scared. And David said to Mephibosheth, "Fear not." Mephibosheth was to fear not because David was going to bring him into his family, to treat him like one of his sons. Now, boys and girls, like I said, David had never met Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth had never met David. Yet David showed this great kindness to him and brought him into his family. And Mephibosheth couldn't believe it. He was like, "Why are you treating such a dead dog like me?" Mephibosheth saw himself as nothing. He saw himself as nothing. He called himself as a dead dog. But yet David showed this great kindness. And the wonderful thing was that every single day, we are told that David brought Mephibosheth to come and to eat at his table. And boys and girls, that was only something that was there for the family of the king. Imagine if King Charles rung you up and said, "Come, you have lunch at Buckingham Palace every single day." That's what it was like for Mephibosheth. He was brought, he sat beside David, and David called him one of his sons. Now, boys and girls, was Mephibosheth one of David's sons, was he? No. But David brought him into his family and showed him great, great kindness. You know, boys and girls, this is a really lovely story. One of the lovely stories in the Bible about showing kindness onto others. You know, boys and girls, thinking about the kindness that David showed to Mephibosheth, it reminds us of an even greater kindness that we read about in the Bible. And we talked about this at the start. Today we're looking at the kindness of God. And David here reminds us of God. And even how God shows great kindness onto every single one of us here, even though, like Mephibosheth, we don't deserve it. Mephibosheth had done nothing to deserve to be brought into David's family and deserved to be treated like one of David's sons, yet David showed him kindness. You know, boys and girls, God has shown us great kindness. And the greatest way God has shown us that kindness, and there's a verse in the Bible that tells us this, the greatest way that God has showed us that kindness is in sending his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross to take away our sins. And it says up there in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, that in the ages to come, he that is God might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And that's how God shows us his kindness, boys and girls, through Christ Jesus, through sending his son to die on the cross so that you can be saved. And like I said, we don't deserve to be saved from our sins. We have done nothing to deserve to be saved. Yet God did send his son because of his kindness, because of his love for us. And just like Mephibosheth became one of the sons of David, you too can be part of the family of God by coming and asking Jesus and accepting the kindness of God. You know, boys and girls, when Mephibosheth got that invitation to come to meet David, when he heard that messenger come and say, you need to come and see David, you know, Mephibosheth could very easily have said, oh no, I'm not going. No way, I'm not going to meet David. He's going to put me in prison. He's going to do this or do that. Mephibosheth could have ran the opposite way, but he didn't. He came. He accepted David's invitation. And boys and girls, I hope today that this morning you will come and accept the invitation from God to be saved. Realize his kindness to you and be part of the family of God. Ask him into your heart to take away your sins. And then just as Mephibosheth ate at the king's table every day, you know you can come and be with God every day and know that God will provide for you. He'll care for you. He'll love you. He'll be there for you just like David was with Mephibosheth. And so, boys and girls, I hope this morning or this afternoon that you will come. You'll accept the invitation from God to be saved. Realize his great kindness to you in sending his son who he loves so much, to die on the cross so that you can be saved. And then you can show that kindness onto others every day. Show that kindness that God has shown onto you. So, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed our lesson this morning on the story of, what was his name? Mephibosheth, good job. And if you have a good go at trying to spell that this afternoon, that would be great. Boys and girls, thank you so much for having me along. Thank you again, Reverend Park, for having me. Thank you all for having me. And I hope that you remember our lesson on the kindness of God from the story of Mephibosheth. Thank you.
I want to thank Christina for coming for that beautiful story from God's Word. And the very clear application in the gospel when we think of the kindness of God towards us in sending his son to be the savior of man, to be our savior if we come and receive him. And thank you, children, for sitting up and doing so well and listening so intently. We have a closing hymn. It's 701 in our hymn book. And it says, come to the savior. Make no delay. I want to thank you for coming to church today. You've done that. You've come to Sunday school all year, and we thank you for that. And mums and dads, we thank you for coming, and other relatives that are here. And it's good to see Clark and Joan. They haven't been out physically for a long time, but they're here. Thank you for coming. And we're thinking about something more important now, coming to Christ and making no delay about it. So we'll stand and we'll sing our closing hymn.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we rejoice that there is an eternal home. There is a place that is laid up for the people of God in the life to come. But we need to come to the Savior and make no delay. Help us to remember this message about Mephibosheth and the kindness that was shown to him, and how our God has shown such kindness to us in Christ. And may there be a coming to the Savior today. Bless your word and use it for your glory. And remember Children's Day tonight as we come again to your house and the children take part. We pray that you'll make it a truly blessed time. Separate us with your blessing now, in Jesus' name. Amen.